T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Paul, let's talk a little college football here. First things first, right. And we'll make picks later this week. Let's talk a little bit of K-State. We talked a lot about them yesterday, and we certainly will with our insider Tim Fitzgerald later this week. K-State, TCU, the Big 12 championship game, looks like the Sugar Bowl either way. I really like their chances against TCU, Paul. I don't know how you feel about it. I think that, you know, quarterback injuries aside, they may have beaten them the first time, but I really like the Cats this weekend and their possibilities of winning a Big 12 championship.
I love this game. I'm going to watch this whole game. I promise you, I'm going to watch the whole game because it sets up some great scenarios. If you kind of follow it closely. Let me set one up for you, if you don't mind. Is that all right, Jacob? Real quick, let me give you a little scenario to look for on this game. K-State does a lot of things really well on offense. One of them is they get a hat on a hat. They get guys reach, and they also seal edges as well as anybody in the country. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. TCU, on the other hand, is pretty good at not allowing players to get defensive players to get reach, not allowing to get a hat on their guys, not allowing the edge to be sealed. They do a great job of extending plays all the way to the sideline, using the sideline as the 10th player. With that being said, who wins this ball game? Well, whoever has success at basically, you know, overtaking linemen, defensive linemen, and sealing the edge to the outside. The team that does the best job of sealing will probably be the team that wins. This is a fascinating game to me. This is a game that, you know, you have a quarterback for K-State who is young, who's a novice, who was going to be redshirted and now is not redshirted, and you got a guy that's being mentioned for a Heisman with TCU. This is must-watch TV. This may be as fun a game to watch as there will be all year. You think I'm overselling that?
No, I think this game's going to be fantastic.
I do too.
I think this game's going to be outstanding. It'll be really, really good. I'm excited about it. I do think it'll be tight. I think it'll be close. I think it will be competitive. I think it will be back and forth and emotional and all of these things. Both teams have so much to play for. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Okay, so the other story that you sent me, Paul, and this is an interesting one. Deion Sanders confirms he's been offered the Colorado job. He's done a nice job. We always wonder, you know, we've seen it in college basketball where guys, and it's not even, you know, Deion has the experience now, so it's not totally the same as a guy like Penny Hardaway, but Deion provides a recruiting and NIL angle that is really fascinating as we see the college landscape evolving a little bit. I think Colorado would do well hiring Deion Sanders. Do you think Deion Sanders, who's been at Jackson State for a long time, would consider taking that step to becoming a Power 5 coach? And I just don't know. I don't. It's hard to know where Deion Sanders' head's at. It's hard to know how that translates and what he's been able to do at Jackson State. I think it'd be a great hire for Colorado. Why not take your shot if you're Colorado? Things can't get worse for them.
Salivating is the word that Colorado is using to get Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, everything you said is totally accurate. But on the other hand, is Colorado a job that Deion Sanders would want?
Now, I don't know.
On first blush, you think to yourself, "Ah, man, the mountains. You got the state of Colorado. You're really the big. You're the big dog in the neighborhood for the entire state of Colorado. You're basically in the Denver suburbs. Denver, what is it? 3-4 million. I mean, it's huge nowadays with suburbs all over the place. I mean, it's really something special to be, you know, in that part of the country. It's beautiful. It's wonderful, but it's unimportant at the University of Colorado. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. As you know, I go to Colorado on an occasion and have a little place and spend time out there. In fact, just a month and a half ago, I spent 3 full weeks out in Colorado doing some work, around our little cabin out there. So, you walk around, you know, Denver. You walk around Colorado Springs. You don't see Colorado hats, University of Colorado hats. You don't see Colorado Buffalo sweatshirts. You don't see Colorado T-shirts. You don't see anything like that. What you see is Denver Broncos. You see Nuggets on an occasion. You see a lot of Colorado Rockies stuff. But for the most part, what you do see is a lot of Denver Broncos. I mean, that is not a college town. It's not a college state. And not only that, you look at the Colorado job and you think, why would you take that job? NIL is going to be much more difficult because nobody cares about the University of Colorado. Nobody cares about who's playing football and basketball at the University of Colorado. And not only that, you've got a university that, can you guarantee what conference they're going to be in, Jacob? Because I'm not sure I can tell you what conference they're going to be in, say, 2 years from now, 4 years from now. I don't know. I can't even tell you that the Pac-12 is going to be a major conference in 2 to 3 to 4 years. I don't think you can either. So is this a good job? This might be the worst job that's open right now. The only job that I could see that would be worse than a job like that, and I can't believe this will be the second time I've mentioned them, you know, on this show, is a job like a Vanderbilt or someplace like that, maybe a job like Rutgers. You know, those kind of jobs that are perennially going to be very, very tough to win football games in. But this is not the job. This is not a job that Deion Sanders wants, because there's a lot stacked against Colorado, and he needs to go to that school that needs Deion Sanders. And what can Deion Sanders do? He relates to young men. He relates to advertisers. He relates to alumni. This is a guy who has in his ratings.
Well, his team's 11-0, Paul.
Yes,
this year.
Right, and I'm stunned that he's not in some other conversations. He should have gone to Auburn. Auburn is crazy.
Like, for real. Right? Like,
are you nuts?
Hugh Freeze? Are we going to have another SEC retread here?
Don't even get me started on Hugh Freeze.
Or should we take a shot with one of the hottest names that already coaches in that part of the country?
Man,
like, I look at the Hugh Freeze hire and just laugh. Like, the SEC, man, you cannot get out of that network. They just keep rotating them around. It's wild.
Right.
Colorado, I'm with you. Colorado would hit a home run with Deion Sanders.
Oh, my God.
Deion Sanders would take Colorado.
I kind of hope he's not familiar
to the area. I do think Colorado could be a great job again with the right fit. I think you could get – the problem is the weather. But, you know, if it's not any worse than anybody in the Big Ten, right? It's not any worse than going to Ohio State or Michigan or anything. At least it's pretty
if
you
got to
deal with the cold weather, right? So at some point, I think the allure is going to become too much for Deion not to take a shot at. I do think eventually.
At Colorado?
No, at a Power 5.
Oh, okay.
At a Power 5. I don't know if he would take Colorado. I have no idea, because it's hard to know where his head's at on that stuff. I wouldn't mind it. I'd love to see Colorado get back into the Big 12 and become relevant again. Like, join the Big 12 with Deion as coach. Sign me up for that. I'd be all for that.
Right.
But I do think, and it's crazy, would you ever have, go back in time, when we found out Deion was going to become a head coach, did you ever think he'd have this kind of success?
I didn't know that he had the commitment that he's obviously had. I thought that was my question. I don't know that I'm surprised at the success that he's having. I'm surprised at his stick-to-itiveness, that his desire to be serious about this, to not allow things to sway him or distract him. That's what's surprising to me. He's actually doing very, very well, as you pointed out. He's an attractive candidate, and he will be an attractive candidate. But, yes, I am totally surprised at the commitment that he had, not surprised at the success that he's had.
Yeah. I am surprised at the success, because you just never know when you come in like that, kind of cold turkey. But it's awesome. I love it. He's such a great character.
Well, he gets
just
kids.
For the game of football.
He gets kids. I mean – you know, there's not probably another football coach in America, and there's a lot of them that are good at relating to youngsters. Don't get me. I don't mean that. But, I mean, on the surface, I'm guessing that when Deion Sanders recruits a kid, they go, oh, wow. And, of course, then he gets to tell mom and dad, you know, you send Junior to my school and I'll get him prepped for the NFL because he's going to make a lot of money in the NFL and I'm going to get him ready. Nobody can do it better than me. I don't care who it is. You know, there's a lot of things that he has, but who doesn't want to be around Deion Sanders? I mean, I think the guy's fascinating. I think he's entertaining. I think he knows the game of football inside and out better than most. And can he recruit? He literally signed one of the top 10 players in all of high school, 2 years ago, to come to Jackson State? Are you kidding me? I mean, we're talking about a five-star recruit to Jackson State, and he can recruit. If he can recruit that kid, he can recruit anybody. But not Colorado. It's not ready. It's not too many questions on the University of Colorado for Deion Sanders, if I was Deion Sanders.
Yeah, it – Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. But I want him to take one of these jobs.
I do,
real
too.
Bad. Because I just want to see it. I just want to see it happen. Okay, let's take a quick break, Paul. We'll come back. We'll have our last full segment here. It's wide open. 869-1240 is the number to call. We can hear from you. We'll look ahead. We got Shockers. We got K-State playing a big basketball game this week. It's all on the table for us, Team USA. Here we go, USA, USA. That's a little later today as well. We'll come right back on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.